Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 2, Episode 5, The Soup.
Now we were coming full circle yet again. Zeke, named by the soup people for a story from a book, lost in the battle of the Manhattan 11 and found by a man who claimed he would protect me forever. Left to die by that man, then born again to a new master. Back to the soup. Saul full of secrets. Had John's mighty power all along. All that was left to do was to retrieve it.
In the soup lower tunnels, where Saul had left the Citadel's remaining nuclear weapons after killing the last of John's rebels.
You recognize any of this, Zeke?
Sort of. We're in the deep dark. People don't go down here much. Not even the soup people. Not unless they were in big trouble.
Before John's friend met his unfortunate demise, he showed me this place. They put something important here.
The goods from the train car? The nuclear weapon?
Yes, that's it.
That's why we couldn't find it. They moved it.
Yes, back when we had all that trouble with Paul. You're exactly right.
And this will do it. This will bring back the power to the Citadel?
Do you doubt me?
What? No.
Because if you do, Zeke, if you think we are so fragile as to require little toys like these to ensure our rule, then maybe you should just walk away.
I'm sorry, Saul.
If a single soul should suspect... but we're here. Wait outside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The locks have been tampered with.
Yes!
There are tracks. It's empty.
I know it's empty!
Saul, we...
Don't talk, Zeke! Don't talk!
What? Saul!
I said... Zeke, get out of here! When I'm furious, it's better... Just go!
Saul, I'm sorry.
Soldiers!
Yes, Saul!
Yes, sir.
Prepare to raid. Prepare to kill without prejudice.
Affirmative, yes, sir.
Where would they be, Zeke?
Who?
We killed the rebels, I know. That leaves just one group of people in the soup.
The Subis.
Yes, where will we find them?
I don't know. They move around a lot. But they left some tracks. The thing was so heavy, see?
Yes, well, that makes our work easy, doesn't it? Can they do anything against men with big lights and guns?
No. They have sticks and spears, no guns.
Good. Then this will be easy.
You're going to attack them.
Is that a problem?
I... No, it's just... they're not like the others. They don't want to fight you. They want to be left alone.
Then they should have left this place alone. Come, Zeke. Today we purify the soup.
Elsewhere in the soup.
Is this all of you? I remember there used to be Subis in the hundreds.
Oh, Lucian. You haven't lived with us in a long time.
Grego, search them.
Hey. Excuse me, but...
this is still our safe place, Lucian.
All right.
Back off, dude.
Queenie's orders. We don't want any trouble.
Don't worry about it. I lost my gun when I jumped out a two-story window.
Submit, Lucian.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
The Big Bang is in the far corner. I'll meet you in a few minutes. I have some things to do.
All right. Have at it. Ah!
Hey, what's wrong?
Don't touch my damn leg!
Calm down.
Didn't I just tell you I nearly broke it taking a fall? Plus, I almost got a bullet in my shoulder.
That's your own fault, for playing with the bad people.
We're fighting them.
Trouble. Trouble is all you bring.
So do I check out or what?
The Big Bang is... this way.
Hey, Dookie. How's it going?
Hi.
And JJ?
Yeah.
How you doing, guys? Hey, Lucian. I'll catch up with you.
All right. Don't be long.
Take a seat.
Are you gonna mess me up some more?
The Queen is gonna work on that leg of yours.
Is she qualified to do that?
We never should have brought you in here, topsider.
They're worried you'll take it.
What?
They feel that as long as we have it, we have power. And when it's gone, they fear that the bad topsiders will be back. At least some feel that way. The others, they call it a curse. The Red Curse.
Red?
Look at the box.
Guess they found the symbol scary.
Will he get rid of it?
Yeah. I know my man has been looking for it.
But what does he plan to do? Does he... I hope he... The thing should be sunk to the bottom of the ocean. It has brought us nothing but misfortune. Sachem, he told us that the curse is real, that she who holds the Big Bang invites trouble.
Sachem? You mean that crazy guy who lives in the soup? He didn't seem to like you all that much.
He's scared of our fire, not of us. I can consult with him, one-on-one, in the soup.
What exactly do you consult with a blind man for?
A blind man? No. No, he is a man blessed with the second sight.
I don't follow.
He sees far, not near. Now let's see that leg of yours.
Hey, Dookie, JJ, it's been a long time, guys.
Amos.
Don't talk to him.
What's going on here?
You left the Subis behind, Amos. We sent you out to look at what happened with the train, and you never came back.
You gotta listen to me, Dookie. I found this guy out there, in the soup. He's leading a war against the bad man, the wolf.
See, this is what I'm saying. He's lost it.
You never leave the Subis, Amos. Because if you leave, you can never come back.
Dookie, JJ, you've got to believe. We're going to him, all of us. We're going to join Paul, and we're going to fight against the wolf.
What are you talking about?
Don't listen to him. He's a topsider now.
We talked it over with Queenie. They're getting ready now.
What are you talking about, Amos?
Hey!
Bad people! Bad people!
Chewie! 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 Chewie!
Bad people! Bad people! Someone's coming! Bad people! Bad people!
What the hell is that?
Our scouts.
Queenie!
What?
Bad people, they're coming.
Get up!
Ah! My damn leg!
Up! Fire's out! Scouts, form a line! Pushers, surround the curse and move it! Follow me!
How are we gonna see?
We don't, not here.
Amos! Amos!
Quiet down!
Where'd he go? I need my friend.
Your friend will find his way. He's a real Subi, unlike you, topsider.
Look, I told you!
Yeah, you're original alpha. Well, you lost your dark eyes. Come.
They know we're coming. We're too loud, Lord Master.
What can they do against death sweeping down on them? Let them scatter.
Yes, sir.
Zeke!
Yes?
Here, take these.
Okay, what are they?
night vision goggles. These people think darkness is their friend. It's not.
Okay.
Now we play. Soldiers!
Yes, sir!
Fire at will!
This way! This way!
Amos!
Come on, damn you!
Not without my boy! Amos!
He'll catch up! Now wheel that damn box!
Hey, I got you! I got you! Are you all right?
Just a glance. Some blood, but I'm fine. Come on.
Where are we going?
Follow! Follow!
Queenie, you're hurt!
Grego, shut up and help this man!
Okay. Let's go!
God, I hope it's worth all this!
He said it was a curse. Little mom, big sis, and Jirah. They said they heard it from Sachem.
Once we get this where it needs to go, we'll end that bad guy once and for all!
Where are the rest, Grego?
They stayed behind to fight them.
Seriously? They're throwing rocks at them? That's suicide!
Come on, big boy. Push! Push!
Chewie! Chewie! Wait, wait! Chewie!
Bad people! Bad people!
Chewie!
Hey, Dookie, JJ, we've gotta go.
You're about to run away. You left us once in the soup, and now you won't protect her. I knew it.
It's not like that, JJ. Come on! We're going to go to Paul.
If you're a true Subi, you will stand up to them and spill your blood in the soup. This is our home.
JJ! No, Dookie, come on!
We fight today, Amos. Are you with us?
Dookie, come on, man!
Are you with us, Subis?
Yeah!
Woo! It's your choice, Amos. Run and become a topsider, or stay with us and die a Subi.
Subis, charge!
These glasses are amazing. I can see them clear as day.
Technology, Zeke, it's a wonderful thing.
Like ants.
What?
Like ants. Like a charging little line of ants. You squish one by one and still they come.
The ants go marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah.
The ants go marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching two by two, the little one stops to tie his shoe.
And they'll all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain.
You're doing well, Zeke. Great job! Great job, soldiers!
Nailed that one.
Now that is what I call a cleansed palate. But I'm afraid our search continues. These pathetic weaklings do not appear to have the goods, do they? There were some runners.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I'd never seen anything like it. Those Subies, scattered little dregs of people, the scrappiest of the scrappers who were fighting to survive in a world that had no place for them. They stood up against the armed soldiers with no fear at all. But the guns won out. We heard the guns, and then we didn't hear the Subies. But it wasn't in vain, I tell you. They bought us time. Time enough to get out of the jaws of the wolf, even if he still had our scent.
Okay, I need to slow down here. Take a break.
There's no time, Topsider.
Hey, I dropped out of a two-story building. I got shot. I need to stop.
You want to stop? Good. Nurse your wound and die down here.
Hey, relax already. I'm coming.
Lucian!
Amos? Amos, where are you?
Over here!
Come on! I need your help!
What's this? The Big Bang?
Yeah. Look at it. Property of the U.S. government.
You can read?
Yeah. This thing's a curse, all right. It's something they made in the before times. And it's made to kill.
It's what Paul was looking for that day.
Yeah. The Hell's Fire.
What does it do?
He calls it a Big Bang. It's a big bomb, fire maker, something like that. I don't know.
It'll end the wolf forever. Cast him into a lake of fire.
Where are my scouts, Dookie and JJ?
They stayed behind. They led the charge against the bad man.
All of them? All of them?
Look, I tried to get them to come with me. They wouldn't. Queenie, I tried.
Oh, Subies, where are you hiding?
Queenie, we must go. Come on.
Back! We must go back. There may be others who need us.
Queenie, there's no time.
These are our people, Grego!
We who are left need to go forward. We need to find the good man.
Lucian, get the door open.
Yeah, I'm on it. Damn it!
We're not going fast enough.
I'm trying!
Lucian!
I'm doing what I can!
They're charging us, Lucian!
Keep moving!
That's it. We make a stand like Dookie. Grego, who has a gun?
I'm good for running, Queenie, not for fighting.
I lost mine topside.
Then we fight them tooth and nail. They will not defeat the Subies without broken limbs or bitten faces.
Hey, there's another tunnel.
You open the side door?
Yeah.
That's Sachem's tunnel. Yes, it'll get us to the trains. Hurry.
I can't.
Do it.
Lucian, come on.
I'm trying.
This is too easy. They're hardly moving.
Patience, Zeke. There's the thrill of the chase.
I hate these little Subies. If it wasn't for them, I'd never have met him.
Him?
Prophet.
Don't be petty, Zeke. Take pleasure in your work.
Lucian, come on!
Zeke?
That's... No. Sorry.
Zeke!
That boy, I think I know him.
Well, he's on the wrong side now.
Of course. Sorry, Saul.
They stop firing.
Quickly!
What the hell is this?
A door!
The soup still has many secrets.
Sachem's speaker lives in here.
He's gonna have some guests.
What? Break it! Break it!
Never hesitate, Zeke. Never!
I'm sorry.
There's no such thing as sorry, only living and dead. Did you hear that? Run now! Run! You'll soon be dead!
Zeke? Is that you? Zeke!
The Zeke you know is dead, Subi. We're coming for you!
I'm sorry, Zeke! I'm sorry I left you!
You'll pay for what you did, I promise.
Come on, Amos! Come on, Kamal.
I'll help with that. Amos, the box.
Yeah.
Grego, can you help? And...
I see that the curse I warned you about has brought the evil I spoke of. Fitting, Master Queen. You are a fallen angel now.
The Dark Man is on our trail, Speaker. We want to get it to the other man. The good one. Can you tell us where to find him?
You mean the silver-tongued devil with the false wings he uses to hide his devil tail?
What are you talking about, blind man?
I told you, he's not blind. He has the second sight.
What the hell is the second sight? And why is he saying weird stuff?
You know so little, big man. Come on.
The second devil waits for you. Down there.
Push!
That's it! It's them! Bow's train!
Caught between Scylla and Charybdis. You should run from both! Run! Run!
Wolves! Charge!
You've got to come through me first!
Come on, if we're to live, we have to go.
I'm trying. Your guy has gone nuts.
He's in the trance. Amos, snap him out of it. Lucian, pull the big bang.
I'll try, Queen, but he's going crazy.
Lucian! Amos!
Run!
Paul, can I get some help down here?
Yes. Help Amos and Lucian, my children. Retrieve the Ark!
Praise Jesus!
Job, thank God!
Oh, Lucian, son, you bound it. You bound the Ark! Oh, hallelujah!
What?
Here, hand it over!
Yeah, please, I need help.
We will destroy you, devil! Wherever you stand, the Lord will strike you down!
I have had enough!
of your lord. Destroy him, wolves! They hold the heart of the Citadel!
Lucian, please, give me the Ark. Let me carry the burden.
Don't trust the devil who wears a robe of white.
Hey, these guys are our friends. They're good people.
It was prophesied. In the end days, there would emerge false prophets.
Shut your mouth, blasphemer!
Hey, chill out. He's with me.
Since when do you travel with blasphemers, Lucian?
He's just some guy who helped us find the Subies. When we couldn't find you.
I speak only the truth of the second sight, and my sight tells me both men who bear teeth are dogs.
Blasphemer!
Joe, calm down. We gotta get this thing on the train.
No one takes the name of Paul in vain. No one!
Job!
Oh, ye of little faith, who did transgress on our Lord Paul, recant! Recant your words, or I shall call you again for what you are, blasphemer!
For out of the west there shall be born false prophets and these prophets.
I said, stop!
Job! Jesus, dude, let him go!
I speak only the words that my second sight has brought me. I speak that the world is not headed for judgment, but toils in the shadows of men masquerading as gods and demons. I speak that the monster hidden in that box should only destroy us all. Better that it be lost in the soup forever. Better to sink it in the ocean. Better to...
Angels, retreat to the train! We must flee! The devil is in too much force today!
Job!
Oh, God! The Ark!
Come on!
We run from you now, devil, but we shall return again! We shall take your Ark, and from it a great fire shall burn in the sky!
It's all over, Paul!
Never, devil! Never!
Give us the missile core, and we can all go home!
Zeke?
Yes?
Work your magic.
Children, do we have the Ark?
We need more time! Job was freaking out! We're almost there! We're almost there!
It's over. Forget it. Forget it. He has us now.
Keep pushing, damn it!
It's Zeke!
What?
It's Zeke, my friend. I have to stop him.
Amos! Amos!
Zeke! Zeke! I know it's you. I heard you. Zeke, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we got separated. I'm sorry, Zeke.
Stand down, Amos, or I'll kill you.
Please, Zeke. You don't need to do this. You don't have to follow that guy. You can come with us. We can help you, Zeke. These people are nice. They feed you.
It's not about feeding me, Amos.
Zeke, please. Zeke, we used to protect each other. You and me. Remember when we used to steal food? Those days can be over. These people want to bring the good back to the city.
Zeke.
I know.
Come on, Zeke. Please. These people will make things better.
I was told that once before, Amos.
Zeke!
Amos!
On board the train. His soul has gone to heaven.
I want you to know what it has cost us to bring this to you. I'm Queen of the Subies, and we have made blood sacrifice to carry these goods. And for that, my people ask asylum.
On the train, little woman.
No!
Amos, no! For God's sakes, no! Amos!
Come on, Lucian!
Amos, no! For God's sakes, no! No! Amos! Amos!
You were too slow, Zeke. They stole it.
I'm sorry.
There are no excuses, Zeke. There is victory, and there is death.
Saul, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
You slaughtered a lamb. I see that. That is good. You have earned a stay of the hand. But you failed today. You will need to earn your way back to Ascension.
What must I do, Saul? Saul. Saul.
Hi there.
You're the blind man, aren't you?
You cannot hurt me, devil.
I beg to differ. Zeke?
Yes, master.
I believe I have found a way for you to atone.
Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
From the journals of Luke Bavonsky, October 18, 2052. The lighthouse keeper gave me the time. It feels good to have it back. I can start to feel it now. The pendulum has changed direction. Scared, terrified, Luke. Well, he's not that person anymore. He's been pushed and pushed and pushed until something else came out of him. I'm not even sure what it is. In fact, it scares me. But I get the feeling that this is what has to happen. This new being is what has to exist if I am going to survive this crazy mission. Not that I will survive. Not that any of us will. That is one of the things that I've had to accept. Not me, not Sam, not John, not Mark. We all might go. We might sink in that ship the first night it goes out, or we might get hit with a bomb next time, or you get the idea. There are a lot of things that can kill us, and I've had to get used to that idea. And that allows me to... what? I don't know. It led to things starting to change. Like in the dream. For the first time, I had a way to fight back.
Come on, just through here. Everyone, we're almost to the base.
I'm trying. I'm so cold.
Jesus, come on, kid.
Luke, we've got to... Luke! Luke! Help me!
Are you gonna save her or what?
I can't! I'm so cold!
Save her, Luke!
Save her! Save her!
What?
Save,
Luke. Save, save. Take my gun and shoot!
Luke, help me!
Maria!
Shoot, Luke!
I can't!
Shoot!
Fort Point Lighthouse, morning.
Good morning.
She ready to go?
She'll get you there, once we do a bit more work.
Like what?
Nothing too important.
Is it something I can help with?
No, it's not that.
Well, you mind if I take a look? My husband is a mechanic. He's shown me a thing or two over the years.
No, really. Don't worry about it. I was just about to go fetch him myself.
Not him. We're traveling together. We're not... No, he's not my husband.
Oh, sorry. Pardon me, then.
I don't know if John knows his ass from his elbow when it comes to machines. Why don't you let me take a look?
It's not like that.
Well, what's it like, then?
Look, I spent 15 years keeping that rig from sinking in the ocean. It's a little hard to part with her, okay?
So
I'm taking my time to say my farewells. You'd let an old man do that, at least.
You don't understand how important our mission is.
You think I don't? You think I've been keeping this light burning all these years for my own pleasure, Sergeant?
Pardon?
You think I'm an old dumb coot way out on the ass end of nowhere. I'm a vet, too. Gulf War II. Officer. When I left that hell, I was first lieutenant.
Sir.
Don't. This world is too old and tired for that. I've been trying to forget what happened over there for 30 or more years. Look, I'm just trying to say... I known when I see one of my own.
Understood.
And I just want to say, yeah, what you did over there, what you had to come home to, we're all sorry. Yeah, I say that on behalf of this whole blasted nation. We blew it for you kids.
Don't worry about it. It's ancient history.
Yeah, you must still think about it, but those big fat cats who screwed the pooch and about... all of us out here driving around with that big cat while you and your boys were dying to get us oil.
It's history, like I said.
And maybe so. Maybe so, but somebody still owes you an apology.
Thanks. But what's really going to help today is that boat.
She just needs a little tinkering. Sails are fine, but the motor needs a little TLC. I've been running her on sunflower oil, but I barely been out since the spring. Think she's a little gum-toothed.
Got it. Well, I've mixed plenty of jugs of biodiesel. You got a little potato vodka?
Don't I wish.
All right. Well, I think our medic does. A few slogs of that, we should be on our way. You got any more of that sunflower juice?
2 gallons. It's precious stuff.
Yeah, I know. Oh, just like those years on Lake Michigan, huh, Dad? From here, not much has changed, has it? This view is the same as it's been for 100,000 years. Now we're more like the people who first set sail across it looking for the new world. And what new worlds we'll find. Where do you bet this thing still has a radio? Perfect! One of those hand crankers. Oh, ugh. Sorry, can't listen to this crap.
No can do, yeah. Bravo. We're keeping on Boston Harbor until command changes our position. Do you have the targets?
We tracked them back to the light. They abandoned the river and have been traveling on foot.
Any communication back to their home?
Not that we can tell. They haven't used it.
Understood. Engage them.
10-4.
No!
Well, I'll be. Listen to her, purring like a kitten.
I knew it wouldn't take long. You leave Sam at it.
So this is it, huh? Our big finish?
Well, the next leg at least. Come on.
All right. Come on, everyone, we've got to go.
Sam, well done.
Yeah, you can kiss my ass later, John. We got a boogie. There are grunts on the loose.
More jarheads?
Yeah, heard them on the radio. They've established a forward operations base.
Oh, no. Wait. What are jarheads?
Marines.
What marines?
Not important.
Oh, for the love of God, Prophet. What have you been keeping from me?
Nothing. We didn't know who they were. Look, it didn't matter.
Our children are out there. They were up on the point.
Oh, for God's sake. Maria!
Mark!
Maria!
Mark, where are
Luke!
You?
They're calling for us.
Shh.
You still see her?
Yes.
Do you got a treat or something? A peace offering?
Well, no. Just, hey, sweetie. Hey, girl. Can I say hi? Huh? Can we? No, no, okay. Shh. Hey, it's okay.
It's the same one, huh?
Well, yeah. She saved all of us from those hunters.
I'm not sure she wants to come with us, Maria. She's a little wild.
I didn't say she had to. I just wanna... Hey, darling, it's... No, right. It's okay, it's okay. Darling.
I think... Maria, something's wrong.
Down! Oh, holy crap!
Where did that come from?
More hunters. Come on, run! Maria! Luke!
What's that? Christ, my gun's back at the lighthouse.
I know, calm down, Sam. We need to load up. Caitlin, help her get the gear into the dinghy.
Will do.
Damn it, John, those are our kids out there.
I know, that's why we gotta go.
John!
I'll protect them. Just load up. I thought you always carried a gun, Maria.
He made me put it down.
Where'd they go? This way.
We can't do it. We won't stand a chance if we dash across that field.
What?
We've got to stand our ground, Luke.
No, they're gonna come and get
us. No time!
Where'd they go?
Thought they were gonna break for it.
All right, well, be careful. Commander wants at least some of them alive.
That stupid black dog, again.
I finally got a clean shot.
Behind you! Off him! Let him go!
Now,
let him
go!
Dog! I'm doing it! Get out of our trail! What are you doing here? How dare you? Get off! Leave us alone! Leave us alone!
No! Luke! No! It's over! It's over! He's dead!
Leave us the hell alone!
Where are they? Dead, Mom. Dead? Just you...
Just us kids, Miss Brennan.
Sam! I thought I told you to stay put.
You did. Don't tell me what to do when it comes to my kids, John.
Looks like the kids can take care of themselves.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Look at that. Luke, I didn't know you had it in you. What's up with him?
What do you think, Mom?
I don't understand him.
No, it seems you don't.
I don't understand any of them.
You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I am.
The three of us. We stand together.
Yes.
We stand together.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Good.
All right. Everyone in the dinghy, it's time. Our gear's loaded.
Not us.
What's that?
You kept a threat hidden from us. Knowledge that jeopardized all of us. I cannot walk with you into more danger.
Mom.
I've decided. We must go back and tell the others.
Mom, I'm going on.
Mark, not here.
Yes, here. I said to Father, and I'll say it to you. I've killed a deer. I am a man grown.
Mark, these are not our people.
No, they are my friends.
Mark, your father's heart will break.
We said goodbye knowing it might be the final goodbye. I've killed my deer, and now I'm off to fight. Well, I don't know just what yet.
Damn you, son. Think of the tribe.
I know nothing but the tribe, Mother. You raised me by it, and so you must obey it now. I go off to fight. And you cannot change that. You know it. So tell me, why must you turn away?
Tell them, Prophet.
Look.
We have now twice sprung the trap.
On the first night, Sam and I found a badge. Marine Corps.
Marine Corps?
What's that?
Soldiers. Good ones. We thought they might have been just a few rogues, so we kept it hush. It wasn't until today we heard on the radio, there's more.
If I had known this before, I would have kept us from coming this far. Our people need to prepare for war.
It may not come to that.
But it may.
What does it change? We knew we were fighting soldiers.
It means there's more than one boat. I know about the Citadel, their aircraft carrier down in Corinth. But this is something else. Different crew. Maybe different people.
So?
So I'm going on like it changes nothing. Because I don't know who these soldiers are or what they want, but I do know the ones who already threaten us. And I know how to stop them. But I understand if you want to turn back now.
No.
It's okay. Maria? Luke?
No.
No.
Oh, come on, Luke. You don't even want to be here.
That's not true.
Since when?
Since I saw the plane that nearly killed all the dwellers. Remember that? I know what we're up against. I had to run from it once.
And you're ready to take it on now?
Yes. Yes, I'm coming.
Maria?
You know I'm coming, John.
Yeah. Sam?
Don't be silly.
Yeah, okay, so we're losing one. Caitlin, look. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Well. Well, you know, I actually see you mean it. Apology accepted, John. But things remain how they are.
Very well.
Keep yourself out of trouble, John. You no longer have a healer.
I've learned a thing or two.
Yes, you have.
Come, my firstborn.
Mother, I will come home to you.
Do that. Please do that.
All right, well, it's your decision. You feel safe hiking back north yourself?
Not a problem. I'll see if Cutler will let me stay a day or two. I'll take an advance on our fall's trade and stock up on hard goods.
It'd be nice to have the company.
Yeah, Cutler. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Maybe we'll cross this way again.
Yeah, nice of you to say, but I doubt it.
Yeah, well, take care then.
Hey, before you go, Luke?
Yeah?
It's brave what you did, and not easy.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know it don't make sense now, and it probably never will. That's okay. Some things aren't supposed to feel natural or easy. But when the time came for something to happen, you did something. That's important.
Yeah, but it doesn't make me want to do anything but vomit.
That's okay. That's probably the way it should be. But let me say just one more thing. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I say that on behalf of all of us who lived the same time I did. We drove our SUVs, we built our big houses, laughed when they said we couldn't just drill and drill forever. We were too cocky. We were America. We thought we could do anything. So your generation got a poisoned cup, and for that, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, but I'm sorry all the same.
Well, thanks.
Cutler.
Sorry, just an old man getting a little teary-eyed for no good reason. Too many years alone, staring at the ocean gets to your mind.
Yeah.
Fair winds and following seas.
Same to you.
Take care.
Yeah. Take care.
Take care.
Here, I'll hold it steady.
Hey, someone other than me mind paddling?
Sure, I can. I don't think I've done this before.
Whoa. Hey, there you go. Just keep an eye on the shore. Line yourself up with something like the light. Yeah. There you go. Good job.
You could just do that? Watch your only son paddle away?
I have a duty.
Gives me a little hope. Foolish to say, I know. What's there to hope for? But I think there you got a little light of the world.
May they keep on shining.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.